This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Sometimes I wonder about the media, simply because the media is just not aware of how many of you are out there, And when I say you, I'm talking about people who have decided that while you are for law and order, you will take a degree of responsibility for yourself. So you carry a gun, or you've learned the weapon, or something like that. And self-reliance breeds something that most people don't really know how to embrace that haven't done something like that, which is it breeds courage. It breeds confidence. Right now, they want you to cower in fear. They want you to bow to the inevitability. The only thing that has outraged the leftist elite and their cackling media Renfields and the Frito-Con sissies more than Trump's refusal to die was his stubborn refusal to cower in fear. And think of the collective climax they would have had if they'd been wheeled out to the chopper or looked anything but the mega butch in the face of the virus. And once again, his courage has defied them. And this they cannot forgive. They can't forgive it in him. They certainly can't forgive it in you. Now, they are gripped with fear, the fear that the rest of us are going to stop being afraid too, because if we're not afraid, then there's no reason to let them run our lives. And without fear, there is nothing to protect them. So they never stop fear-mongering. Oh no, the flu is going to kill you. Oh no, the Proud Boys are coming, all 23 of them. Or NRA people will get you. Or Mike Pence is going to handmade you. Or Russians. There's always something you have to be afraid of. And always something they promise to protect you from if you only will obey. And this is why Trump cannot be allowed to show you that you don't have to live like a simpering punk. You might follow his example, and that would be a disaster for them. Makes me, I almost feel sorry for them hearing that Trump caught the bug their Chinese pals unleashed and imagining this microbe was going to do with all their lives and froth mouth howling couldn't. They lathered themselves up into a frenzy, wishing and hoping that this was finally going to be what did Trump in. And then the military doctors, who they now hate for failing to fail, fixed him up, and Trump strolled back into the White House like a boss. And he was Mussolini, though, because he stood on a balcony. Anybody on a balcony is Mussolini. Smart set told us this. And he's just like Hitler, too, because like Hitler, Trump has thumbs. You could taste their pain, and it was delicious. He refused to show fear, and in doing so, he put the lie to the nonsense about the new normal, which I hate that term. Remember, the leftist elite wants a society where we shiver and sob, and this gives them power, self-reliance. That doesn't do it. Being prepared to repel, that doesn't do it. Fear does it. Cowering wimps are much easier to control than uppity citizens. That's why Midwestern kids enjoy spring break. Enjoying it are worse than the ravages of Tamerlane. But never mind those riding Biden voters. The hashtag science teaches us that leftist tantrums confer immunity. Well, I guess that's what they teach, right? That's what we're, it's inferred. The fear they promote is all about control, though. Who cares that this is just a nasty bug that puts some people at higher risk while others are at little or statistically no risk? No, they have to portray it as the Black Death because that convinces the cowardly to cede their sovereignty to the leftists who hate them. The elite doesn't care if you catch a cold. It does care if you catch on to the cold civil war the elite is launching against you. But our president showed that we don't have to live in fear. And like I said, this they cannot have. And it's always been Trump's gift to act as the avatar of normal Americans. A symbol of resistance. He's not afraid to reject their rules. He refuses to confine himself to some invisible mind box that the left wants to trap us in. He violates their rules by talking about things we are told are off limits. Illegal aliens, criminals, the right to worship as we see fit, and the right to pack heat to defend our lives and liberty. The elite works so hard to coordinate the media, big tech, and the Democrat Party to build a soft tyranny, to create a gender indeterminate big sibling so normal people like us could be pressured, intimidated, and nudged into conformity and obedience. And then Trump came along and turned all their plans to shift. He refused to play by their ever-changing and self-serving rules. He's not afraid of their fussy little wrath. You're supposed to be scared of getting sick so that you give up your rights. You're supposed to be scared of rioters so you elect Grandpa Badfinger and he'll call them off before they get to your suburb. You're supposed to be afraid to say what you think to avoid being canceled and losing your job. But Trump's not afraid. And nor should you be. And I'm not saying that the threat posed by the elites is not real. They can hurt you, but it is fear, the fear of being hurt, that they use as their tool. Fear is their ally. The fear of losing something, your health, your safety, the life within our society that you've built up. It's the fear of loss that exists when you have something to lose that keeps you in check. Well, let's look at what happens if they make your fears come true and you find yourself with nothing to lose. It could happen, and you need to prepare your mind for it in case it does. But if they actually do to you what you fear, you become more powerful because you become more fearless. Because if Oldfinger gets elected, the organized left will infest the government and do its best to make the fears come true. It will threaten your reputation and your livelihood in conjunction with their corporatist pals. We'll see what amounts to as a social credit system where racists and sexists and all sorts of other false labels will be affixed to you to wedge you out of society. Criminals will run free to intimidate you while the government will take your money via taxes and even steal your freedom, as Mike Flynn. So do you think they will hesitate to do that to you if you cross them? Your fears could come true. And then what then? Is the answer to submit? No. Embrace those fears. Accept that you have nothing left to lose because that means they no longer have anything on you. No leverage, no power. When your fears come true, you have complete freedom of action to respond. And there's nothing more dangerous than someone with nothing left to lose because that man has no fear. This is why they're up against Trump. When Trump gets reelected, he will be done trying to be elected for elective office. He'll be done. He'll serve one more term, and he'll be done. And he will leave a wake of destruction in the deep state. The elite will lose all this power and prestige. And they know this will lead to their downfall. They still have a lot left to lose, though. And those with us that have nothing left to lose, we will be the ones taking it from them. This is one of these moments in time where we have this opportunity to do something that will shape the future for generations to come. On just one day, on one election day, we can shape the future of this country. We'll be right back This is Gun Owners News Hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. My theme today is what the intimidation they're trying to bring down on you. And you have to get in your mind's eye, if you hear something on TV, if somebody is suggesting something happen or something, that's a long way off from it actually becoming a thing. Most of the people who write for the New York Times tend to live in little bubbles. They don't understand what people outside of that bubble might think or believe. And in their world, progressive politics holds sway, and pretty much no one values things much of the rest of the nation holds dear. Look at the gun control laws that have held on there for over a century at this point, and no one seems inclined to challenge them. In New York, for example. Yet because of living in that bubble, they don't seem to get the distrust many in this country have for the United Nations. And that's clear, because if they did, they wouldn't float boneheaded proposals like this. The rightful president of Belarus, Svetlana, and I can't pronounce her last name, appeared via video last month before the United Nations Human Rights Council. Her country's August election, she declared, had been stolen. Despite objections from a representative of the Belarusian government who said she had no right to address the body, she implored the United Nations to act. Standing up for democratic principles and human rights is not interfering in internal affairs, she insisted. It is a universal question of human dignity. No one knows how Donald Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis will affect his presidential campaign, but before falling ill, he repeatedly suggested that he won't accept the results of the election should he lose. In that case, Joe Biden should follow the Belarusian example and appeal to the world for help. Now, the writer, Peter Beinart, he clearly doesn't understand much of anything outside the bubble he lives in. And let's understand where President Trump's concerns come from. And these aren't the empty ramblings born of someone who is sure they're going to lose. How many boxes of found ballots have we noticed just right now, here recently, in the garbage, in the dumpster? They completely shift an election. And when that happens, when it really happens, where it's out there and they're calling it out and everything in the media, it almost invariably swings over to the Democratic candidate. Now, the laws of probability would have made it so at least one switched to the GOP candidate, but that never seems to happen. It's always a win for the Democrats. Sort of like the first debate where only Republicans got sick, and no Democrats got sick after the first debate. You notice that? Then let's not forget the number of military absentee ballots found discarded in Pennsylvania. All of them were Trump ballots, and while they were small in number, that doesn't mean there aren't more we haven't learned about. And you know, we're told no one can be disenfranchised, but what about those military ballots? It could be an isolated case, but when taken in conjunction with the fact that found ballots tend to go Democrat, this creates a reason to be skeptical. Earlier this year, there was a massive, massive push for mail-in ballots. And that's problematic because anything other than in-person voting is perfect for election fraud. I live in a house with three registered voters. We're all going to vote. We're all going to go vote in person. But if everybody here besides me didn't want to go vote, and they told me how to vote, or if I had ballots for them, if I had mail-in ballots for them, they were like, I don't want to fill this out, and I got to fill it out, then I just got three votes. And if you do that enough times, you shift an election. So Trump isn't just preparing the ground for sour grapes. And let's understand something here. For those of us in the gun community, there are pretty much two tripwires to civil war. One would be attempted gun confiscation. The other is United Nations involvement in American affairs. And the only way to dislodge a president would be with blue helmet military force, and that's going to be a problem. Much of the United States military would actively fight, and so would a great deal of the American people. And the United Nations would have a very much, I mean, being in, it is referred to as a non-permissive environment. And they would very much, be in that. Even if they could overpower the military, and that's a big if, they would have a very long insurgency ahead of them. And, you know, when you look at, like, the Taliban, which operates in a country the size of Texas, and there was 35,000 of them hardcore when we started our operation against them. Many of them had never lived indoors and didn't know what a toilet was and were missing most of their teeth. And we're still fighting them today. insurgency is hard to stop. While the New York Times crowd may well believe the United Nations could swoop in and save the day, it's because they just don't understand how little the rest of the nation actually wants them in on our shores at all. I would like to see a little, you know, a little fault line appear on the, and the entirety of the UN building just fall into the, you know, into the ocean. Why is it here? They're always against us. They always call out other places being better. Put them there. As a result, though, these New York Times types, they think the UN can save us from ourselves, but the reality is that such a move would spark the kind of fight that the world isn't really, really ready for. And this is the problem with the elite. When you sit in an office in New York at the New York Times, which I'm sure is very nice, I'm sure it's very opulent, I'm sure it's just got to be just luxurious. And you get to, and you're there and you're writing things down and putting them in print and everything, and you get paid to do it. What kind of a gig is that? You attend because it's so nice there not to go beyond that, wouldn't you? If you have a good life going there, although I don't know how life in right now, it seems like life in New York City would be hellish. Being that kind of isolated and calling for something as stupid as an invasion of the United States by a third party, which that's what the United Nations is not another country. It's a third party. And it only really exists to the degree it exists because it exists in the United States. And for a very long time, we have funded them and shielded them. They get the benefits of a very peaceful nation to exist in. Although they talk about other nations like they are the greatest thing since sliced bread, which I, hey, put them in the middle, put them in Tehran. I'd be good with that. Calling for an invasion of a third party group of people, which is a conglomeration of people on loan, which I've done that. When I was stationed in Europe, I was in NATO. But I was fighting for the Western way of life. And I was on the American side. I had a reasonable expectation we were going to persevere, if not out-romp, on anybody that came across that border. That's not the case with the UN. There would be a romp, but we'd have a lot of blue helmets. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. The Category 2 storm has 100 mile per hour winds and seawater surges. Some areas of Louisiana could get a foot of rain behind the storm. Delta is threatening the same region that just started to recover from Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. This new storm barreled through the Mexican resort areas of Cozumel and Cancun, causing some streets to collapse and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the Commission on Presidential Debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. This is USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been allowed to live outside of Minnesota as he awaits his day in court. He's been charged with murdering George Floyd's death. A judge's order made public Friday allowed Chauvin to live in an adjacent state but must keep a cell phone on him. Chauvin was released on a $1 million bond. The conditions of his release were modified due to unspecified safety concerns. White House Press Secretary Kelly McEnany giving an update on her health condition on Fox News.
Feeling great, no symptoms. The hardest part is being isolated from my little 10-month-old, but I'm feeling great.
McEnany says she's one of the blessed ones to have an asymptomatic case of the coronavirus. She tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this week and has been sidelined ever since. McEnany joined the Trump administration in April. She has previously said she would isolate for an indeterminate amount of time. The Dow closed higher by 161 points. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 closed higher as well. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Gun control in America is a perpetual debate, which is, you know, that's because there's some people on one side that want to be free, and there's some people on the other side that want to control everything. From gun confiscation orders, think red flag laws, or a national registry, which is what universal background checks are, prohibitions on standard capacity magazines, age restrictions, licensing, prohibitions on where a person may carry a gun. Governments at all levels are constantly attempting to reinterpret the Second Amendment right. And you're expected to take these arguments at face value because they're intended to keep you safe. But these methods, in reality, are not there to control the weapon, but to control you and your behavior and your attitude. We're seeing this right now as they attempt to stigmatize armed self-defense. It became very obvious in both the tone and severity of the response surrounding Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager charged with fatally shooting two people amid the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse and his lawyers say he shot in self-defense if you watch the video from any angle, right? Like the first guy he shot, that guy had tried to commit suicide. He was homeless. He was on the sex offender registry. He was sort of a bad guy. He'd been in jail a bunch of times. He was trying to agitate the armed people. The Antifa were there going, "You're going to get us all shot." The narrative in both the fake stream and the social media have prejudged his guilt. Rittenhouse, who was 17, is a racist who wasn't able to legally carry a firearm and acted on a premeditated plan to kill. And he crossed state lines to do it. What a cunning criminal mind. And the way they're framing this is instructive. Rather than grappling with why the riots were allowed to go on in the first place, it focuses exclusively on whether or not Rittenhouse broke any gun laws. And those opposed to what he had done tried to damage him in the court of public opinion by claiming he had broken some laws pertaining to the possession of firearms, which he did not. But what they're really saying is because the state of Wisconsin had not given Rittenhouse a license to carry a firearm to defend himself, well, he must have been wrong. Licenses are a way for a state, the state, to decide which rights a person can exercise and which ones they cannot. When a government has the power to approve or deny a right, the citizen immediately loses the upper hand to that government. This is one of the reasons a lot of people are out there about concealed carry permits. They're like, I'm asking permission of the state to do this. And to a degree, they are absolutely correct. The 2020 pandemic caused by the Chinese coronavirus is the most current and pressing example of how a government powerful enough to permit you to exercise a right is powerful enough to take that right away. This power is felt acutely as state governments seek to compel individual behavior by leveraging their powers over licensing. For example, the mask, wearing a mask. That's a license. If you wear the mask, right, you can come in. If you don't wear the mask, you might be breaking the law. Licensing laws are supposed to keep business owners accountable for the products they sell and ensure that the states and federal government take their share of the business profits in taxes. Chinese coronavirus has given the state governors leeway to invoke the power of the state against otherwise lawfully operating business. In Texas, the Department of Licensing and Regulation considered penalizing businesses that defied the statewide order to remain closed. And then the government dropped those cases, fortunately, but only after Texas Governor Greg Abbott intervened because of a national outcry by the GOP. He amended his order, but not before it was used to jail Shelley Luther, who reopened her salon in defiance of the governor's orders. The Texas licensing law was sold, like all licensing laws, as a way to protect innocent people from bad actors. But the problem with any law that ever comes up, and I don't care how benign it may seem in the beginning, is that it will be used against people later on by a less benign government. And there will be one. So, similar threats have been made by other governors with the same message. Reopening a business without government permission could result in losing a business license. Without a license, you cannot legally operate. Right? You lose the business. In Pennsylvania, Democrat Governor Tom Wolf said counties that do not follow his executive orders could lose liquor licenses and other certifications. In Michigan, Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer implied that business owners who defy her executive orders will lose their state grand license to operate. Most businesses in the state have a license that is granted by the state, she said. She justified this threat by claiming that staying open was putting people at risk. This brings us back to the moments after young Kyle Rittenhouse used defensive force against three grown male attackers and likely prevented dozens of other rioters from injuring or killing him. The main focus that was put out there was whether he violated any licensing law in possessing the firearm, which deflects from the truth that he saved his own life from a violent mob with a firearm when the state wasn't there to protect him, which is exactly the circumstance. Rittenhouse, you know, requiring a license for firearms may sound like a way to keep dangerous individuals from acquiring means to do harm to the innocent. At first blush, of course, it is not. But as we've seen in the case of the coronavirus lockdowns and the case of Rittenhouse, licenses are a way for governments to tyrannize us when we are at our most vulnerable. Obtaining a firearm in 2020, a little more than a month before a presidential election, means long waits that are doubling time from purchase to possession of the gun. In D.C., the wait is over a month to acquire a firearm after purchase. The lessons here are clear. from the Rittenhouse trial and actions of governors during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. When the state asks for new powers, it's under the guise of furthering a public interest, safety, public trust, you know, that kind of thing. But as we've seen, laws that appear mundane can be used to oppress you for otherwise legal, normal, and even ethical activity. And we have to scrutinize the details of all proposed legislation. Laws must be carefully circumscribed to ensure that a future legislature, governor, or president cannot read into the law more than the drafters of that law intended. And they have to be narrow and specific and spelled out. Otherwise, the state will abuse these laws and abuse us during the next time of crisis, which that is absolutely true. That is an absolute truth. And to sit here and for us to think that our government is actually looking out for us now. I live in the state of South Carolina, and our governor is Henry McMaster. And he became governor because Nikki Haley became the UN ambassador. And Henry's not exactly a leader. He's looking around to see what other people are doing. And now that other governors are starting to relax some of these restrictions, he's going to relax some of these restrictions. And this is a, you know, it's the same thing as holding your finger up to figure out which way the wind is blowing. That's not leadership. That's actually, that's very, very, for me, that's very worrisome, because what if the wind blows the other way? And then we have, you know, in my state, we have our governor saying, well, we got to do this instead. That's what we have to avoid. And that's what we must demand of laws and lawmakers. Put it together in a way it can't be abused. Or don't bother. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
One more time, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I look at Trump now, he's 74 years old. And I'm going to be 60 in April. So suddenly I look at 74 as not so old. Because I'm closer to 74 than I am to, 24. Which is... I still think in a lot of ways the way I did when I was a kid, when I was a soldier, as far as the way I regard the world. When our 74-year-old president was released from Walter Reed on Monday, he made this common sense declaration about COVID-19. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge. And then, when he got to the White House, he removed his mask, and the mainstream media went insane. CNN, which always serves as the bellwether for the fake stream reaction to anything, led with this drivel. President Donald Trump staged a reckless departure from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday, telling his followers the virus had dangerously deprived him of oxygen and hospitalized him for 72 hours. Was nothing to fear before posing for a maskless photo op on the White House balcony. I know, as you probably do, that demeaning confidence and courage is fashionable among the hacks. Two more American virtues to be ground under in a transformed America. But of greater urgency, we have the November elections. So displays of courage are precisely what the Democrats and their media enablers fear. Because one man with that much focus on him, that courage that he displays can spread, serving as a remedy to fear in many others. And voters who aren't scared into masks aren't as likely to vote for Democrats. Contrasting the president, Joe Biden wears a mask almost always, and at least when he's on camera. When he thinks cameras get shut off, he takes it off and goes over and, hugs everything and smells their hair. We suspect if cameras were present, he would sport a waterproof version in the shower. You should probably be on the lookout for that pre-election stunt. Democrats champion masks because masks acknowledge the rule of fear. They're symbols of subordination and surrender. Yes, subordination to the fear of a germ and surrender of right and freedom. And in this scheme, life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness are to be scrapped in favor of contentment with perceived security, however illusory, under the watchful eye and guiding hand of corporatist big government, which, of course, is to be led by the cabal that Biden will be the front of. Because fear is a means. In the hands of the Democrats, it's a weapon. And the fake stream media are very eager henchmen. Power lust drives the Democrats to use fear to gain what they covet. A virus, like a crisis, is not to be wasted. Ever. Ever. A contagion that helps manufacture a crisis is too tempting to pass up. Exacerbating fears and full-on exploitation of whatever may stress a human spirit are practically trademarked by Democrats, by very cynical Democrats. Fear has always been an ally for tyrants. Whatever the stripe, however dreary that, you know, and that fact, which is very dreary, and how tragic the history of the last century, in particular, red terrors, pogroms, Kristallnacht, cultural revolutions, they are all dramatic manifestations of weaponized fear. But there's more mundane applications of fear. And with learning, experience, and advancements, tyrants are honing the means. Tyranny is showing a blander face nowadays. Stalin's stern look and Hitler's glowering expression have been given way to the corporate cool of Xi Jinping, or the facelessness of U.S. corporate sports and education leaders who operate in a loose confederacy to impose progressive orthodoxy. Or via the checked-out expression of the Democrats' propped-up standard-bearer. Submit and behave well, admonish today's autocrats, or you won't have a job. Your reputation will be trashed, and your kids won't have a future. Does that sound familiar? What other is cancel culture now being practiced on these shores? Kid with a MAGA cap, Nick Sandman, a teenager, can attest to news outlets' eagerness to destroy his future. Of course, now they've ended up financing it. And how many Americans do their jobs in silence, dreading that one remark, one act of independence that can cost them their incomes? And I've reached out to people in various other disciplines other than mine, and, you know, from different political persuasions other than mine, who've gotten out there and actually uttered the truth, and they're afraid to come on my show. Because of what it will do to them. The perception of what they will be perceived to be if they were to do that. And cancel culture is no more than a stop on the road to a greater smothering of rights and liberty. China's evolving social credit system points the direction where miscreants, conspicuously Hong Kong political dissidents and Falun Gong, can be shunted to society's margins, and still all Chinese daily live cowed. Reuters reported in March 2018, President Xi Jinping's plan to construct a social credit system is based on the principle of once untrustworthy, always restricted. In China, though, there's still recourse to the old ways for the hardest cases. The Epoch Times reported recently on the torture deaths of Falun Gong at Masanjia labor camp and Binzi prison. Uyghurs, who are Muslims, are dispensed with in mass, condemned to concentration camps and forced labor. They take their children away from them and put them in a compound and teach them to be Chinese. We have cancel culture active here. So why would we believe that Xi's subtler ways are too great a leap for the gray conglomerate and the left that wants to run your life? The technology exists. And it's being upgraded to move to the next phase of supremacy over us. F.H. Buckley wrote about the prospect of a social credit system in America in 2019. He wrote, "When you see your opponents as evil, such practices begin to look like fair game. Progressives today often seem to lack the instinct to question their own judgment and have shed any skepticism about ideology. Given the less vicious self-righteousness on display daily in the media, the question becomes whether it will accept any limits in its quest to impose its views on everyone, especially if it gains control of the government's coercive interests." What do we know about tyrants? We know about their appetite for power, for control over others. We know that that is never satisfied. They're the next world's hungry ghosts. Antifa and BLM, they're identified threats, of course. They're provocateurs and herders. Lawlessness, mayhem, and violence are used to intimidate, to make citizens cower, in time to drive them to seek refuge. That will lead to another thing, though. We'll talk about that another day. But how much are people frightened and wearied by disorder, willing to trade for order? History says much if people are pushed enough. Democrats on the left are seeking a tipping point. The problem is that some of these people that are afraid have guns. That's their problem. You know, Trump was intrepid, not foolhardy, in his declaration of stripping off of his mask. It was an act of defiance in the teeth for a formidable array of enemies, a challenge to the groupthink that promotes anxiety, a critical moment showing an aspect of leadership, and that's a daring defiance, and it was necessary, because defiance serves as a rallying cry. The flag is planted. The fight is here, right now. Just like the colonists who signed the Declaration of Independence, defying the most powerful empire on the planet, we're back in this moment, you and I. We have the leader that will take us all the way. Failing would have led those Declaration of Independence signers to the gallows, but they acted anyway, in spite of what waited for them if they didn't succeed. Fear of failure is no reason not to seek liberty. I'll be back with you next weekend. Stay awake, stay alert, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.